Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. Stratford Warriors Hockey, we've got Les Vaders on the phone lines. Good morning, Les.
Good morning, Jamie. How are you doing?
Les, I'm doing great. So glad we could connect this morning. I loved your post from late last night. Well, we now know who we play, just a matter of when. Of course, we are going to talk about that, but let's look back at the series with LaSalle that wrapped up.
Yeah, so last Friday night, Stratford pulled off a dominant 4-0 victory. Big goals by Hunter Nagy, Drew Hodge, Quinn Gifford, and Colin Slattery. So 4-0 put us up 3 games to none heading to LaSalle Sunday afternoon.
And let's talk about Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, Sunday afternoon was a spirited game. Stratford, you know, they came out flying, got the first goal. Joe Curtin, defenseman, scored the first one, and then Stratford put in a second, or LaSalle tied it about 7 minutes later after that, and Stratford, a minute after that, almost put another one in. LaSalle tied it again. And it was back and forth like that till about late in the second period. And Jonas Schmidt, who just came back from injury Friday night, was his first game, came back, scored one of two goals he had, or three goals he had in LaSalle. He had added two empty netters. It gave Stratford the 5-2 win and the series sweep. So it was nice to get out of there with only 2 bus trips to LaSalle.
What were your thoughts of the series overall? Certainly Stratford Warriors dominated that series. What were your thoughts?
After the first game, after Stratford's rookies got their feet wet, I think after that first game, that was a little closer till the third period when Stratford finally showed up. They were pretty much dominant after that. They didn't let things get to them, really. They stayed out of the box as much as possible. It was a good series. LaSalle played hard. Stratford just seemed to get the bounces they needed. Carter McDougall in the first 2 games was the difference in that series in the first 2 games. In the second 2 games, he was just steady. He didn't need to make the big saves. The defense showed up, kept the puck out of their end, lowered the shots. He wasn't busy very much in those last 2 games. So Stratford showed what they were like all year.
Yeah, exactly. So I'll let you do the honors. You posted, well, we now know who we play, just a matter of when. Tell us about it, Les.
Yep, so now we play the second-seeded Chatham Maroons, and we go in as the third seed, so we know that series. We don't know when it'll start, but it'll be after the second, I think, is the first date they can start. So we'll know that, and likely we'll be... We could be at home Friday night. We don't know. It could be a Thursday, Friday, Sunday, because Sunday is Chatham's usually home game, so we'll probably be in Chatham for sure.
Okay.
Sunday night.
Fair enough. So, yeah, we got a little bit of a break. We don't exactly have the dates as of yet, though.
No, we don't have the dates as of yet. So they'll work those out. The 2 GMs will work those out, and we'll be able to get that out on socials as quickly as possible.
Well, what do you think heading into this series? Can you tell us a little bit about the Chatham Maroons?
The Chatham Maroons are a high-flying, high-scoring team. They score a lot of goals. They were well ahead of Stratford in goals scored, but they give out a lot. They give up a lot of goals as well. Stratford tends to be able to keep the puck out of the net. With our goals against, we only had 107 against this year, so that just showed you we could keep the puck out of the net. Chatham, if we stay out, they have a high-flying power play. Their power play is phenomenal. I think they were scoring at a high rate in this series. There was a lot of big scores. Elmira did what they could to stay in the series. Their best player, defenseman, was out of the series, so that hurt them. But I think we match up well. We'll just have to keep our wits about us and try and keep the shots down and keep their big guys off the ice. They have a couple big guys up front that can do a lot of scoring for them.
Well, that's awesome as we get into the next round. Again, we don't have the schedule as of yet. When we find out, we will certainly pass along the details with Stratford Warriors taking on the Chatham Junior Maroons. We are so looking forward to this series. But Les, while we've got you on the phone lines, let's take a look at those other series, the Listowel series.
Yeah, Listowel went down to London in 4 straight. London was just too overmatching for Listowel, and you could say, you know, I could say Listowel had a lot of players back from last year. You could say they might be a little tired from the number of games they played over the course of 2 years here, but it was just a tough road for them. The goaltender, Casimir Wexstrom for London, is a big goalie, mobile goalie, and he played very well throughout the whole series.
And how about that St. Mary's series?
Yeah, so St. Mary's was finally able to do away with Waterloo. they had a, it was a 6-0 victory on the Friday night to finally put it away, but that was not the way the series looked, as Waterloo gave them everything they could handle. So St. Mary's gets past Waterloo. So now they face London, which is a rematch from the Western Conference Final last year, and that was a 7-game overtime thriller. So it could be another hard match for both those two teams.
Okay, so that will be an interesting series for sure. But in the meantime, man, we're so looking forward to it. Stratford Warriors taking on the Chatham Maroons. And again, once we find out the dates, of course we'll pass them along. Les, I can imagine you're so looking forward to this series.
Oh, I am. I think it's going to be a great series. You know, the bus rides, it's still a 2-hour ride, but it's not the 3-hour ride that we were getting going to LaSalle. And both are small rinks. Like, Chatham is an old rink as well, so they have the wooden bench seats still all the way around. So it'll be a great series.
All right, we're looking forward to it. Les Vaders with all the details. Les, thank you so much for the analysis. Always appreciate your time, and we'll chat again. We're loving this this postseason playoff hockey. It's awesome.
Yes, it is. Thanks for chatting, Jamie.